More handcuffed former company executives are being paraded in front of television cameras. They've been charged with criminal wrongdoing, and many of these former executives will face trial. Commentator Paul Wilcott says for those found guilty, he has just the punishment to fit the crime.
I grew up in a town on the Texas coast where it rained about 60 inches a year. My dad was a pipe fitter who worked out of a union hall. He did maintenance and new construction in the refineries and chemical plants in the area. It was hard, physical work, with no benefits and no job security. One of the things I recall most clearly about my dad's working life was the rainy day problem. Many people who build and repair things are familiar with it. Some days, it's too wet to work. Daddy would drive to the job, hoping the rain would let up by the time he got there. If it didn't, he'd come back home, his shoulders drooping and his head down, because it was a day without pay. Sometimes, many days in a row without pay. It made for a hard life in many ways. I've been thinking about all that lately, as I've followed the news of corporate scandals and bankruptcies. My dad didn't make much money, but he was honest. Too bad the corporate executives we've been hearing about weren't more like him. These men were rewarded with almost unimaginable wealth. Allegedly, some were engaged in criminal acts to get still more. All of them were guilty of unbridled greed that led to insupportable risk and the impoverishment of thousands and thousands of stockholders and employees. There's a public outcry that they serve long prison terms. I think that's misguided. It's expensive, and it's not harsh enough. I'd rather see them forever reduced to working a minimum wage job and living at the government's official poverty level, $8,860 a year for a single person, $11,940 for a couple. Let them try to make a family budget on that. Let them get worried and despondent every time it rains.
The comments of Paul Wilcott, a writer in Saranac Lake, New York, and a commentator for North Country Public Radio.